Migration to an EHR. In the first part of the unit, the focus was on the user needs assessment, prototype development, and system selection. In this part of the unit, we will focus on system implementation. System implementation. System implementation needs to address both the technological aspects and human resource aspects in order to be successful. It sounds obvious to say that we need to determine the readiness of an organization before the implementation. But what does readiness mean? In order to be ready for a new system, the human technological interaction need to be taken into consideration. Involving the users during the planning of the implementation is essential. Whenever possible, let the users contribute to the process. When change occurs, there needs to be a plan in place for the new development of the organization. The practice of organizational development, or OD, includes setting goals to improve the effectiveness of the change. Gary McLean, author of Organizational Development, Principles, Processes, Performance, notes that the target of change is the whole organization. The major focus of OD is on the total system and its interdependent parts. OD uses a collaborative approach that involves those affected by the change in the process. It is an education-based program designed to develop values, attitudes, norms, and management practices that result in healthy organization climate that rewards health behavior. OD is driven by humanistic values. It is guided by a change agent, change team, or line management. As discussed in part one of this unit, the strategic plan guides the process. In healthcare, humanistic values are important. So then, in such a large change as the implementation of the EHR, being purposefully aware of the human resources is important. So train, retrain, and train again. What is heard in the field by those bridging the implementation to EHR is that advanced discussion of the change, including users as much as possible before and during the go-live, and thereafter with retraining, is essential. Tell personnel that there will be unexpected glitches, that it is normal for things to go right as well as wrong. Providing appropriate IT and on-site system software support is mandatory during the implementation. Although the support during the first few weeks may be 24/7, over time this will decrease. But where there is 24/7 clinical care occurring, there needs to be 24/7 technical training support available as well. Continuation of system implementation. Managers as well as daily users need to understand the system. Those that champion a new system may become more technically savvy than others. These super users play an important part in encouraging others to embrace the change and further understand the use of the system. Finding rewards for the super users by recognizing their efforts is important to morale. We have mentioned 24/7 support to troubleshoot during go live. It is essential to continue the momentum after go live. Developing ongoing training for users is important. Training during the maintenance of a system provides reassurance and consistency of work. It provides a way to improve the quality of the use of the system. Much of the organization development is about the cooperation of all users. Developing a culture of acceptance, gaining buy-in by as many personnel as possible should be a major goal during implementation and maintenance of a system. Organizational culture. So, in summary, those taking leadership during the implementation of the EHR must assess the organizational culture for readiness to go live. Encourage the champions, those enthusiastic about EHR, to provide leadership, to continue to lead during the implementation stage. Must verbally and in written correspondence with employees recognize that change can be a difficult process for individuals. Communicate in an open, inclusive way to engage all users. Complexity of change, human-technology interaction. The body of knowledge of organizational behavior has begun serious study of the human-technology interaction. Using a basic model of breaking down the planning of the dramatic changes that occur during this process, the following questions can be asked and answered. Who will lead the process of change management? What will be the components of the change management system? When will the program be implemented? beginning of the process, during the implementation, and during assessment? Where and in what ways will the discussion about change take place? Why is it necessary to develop a change management program? How will the program become operational? Who will lead the process of change? When change occurs on a large scale, a change management program is often led by a human resource department management or an education team of clinicians who are champions of the change. If there is no identified key person or persons, the EHR project team needs to develop a program for the organizations or hire an outside consultant to do this work. The bottom line, though, is do not underestimate issues related to change management. If you take the users for granted and do not address the emotional concerns of workers, sabotage before and during go live can occur. Ignoring basic human fear of change can lead to failure of ongoing system use. What will be the components of the change management program? Studies about change tell us over and over that change is difficult and that there's an emotional side of change that needs to be reckoned with. Lorenzi et al. Tells us a fast track to project failure involves lack of planning for the emotional side of change. The technically best system may be woefully inadequate if its implementation is resisted by people who have low psychological ownership in that system. On the other hand, people with high ownership can make a technically mediocre system function fairly well. So creating buy-in through skilled champions and super users is needed. And it is important to recognize through ongoing communication that leadership knows that the emotions that go with change continue until new ways of doing work is understood more completely and is more accepted by workers. There is no easy fix or common timetable. The culture of the organization determines the completion of the process. When will the program be implemented? Change occurs at the beginning of the process when an assessment of knowledge and attitudes of employees is first conducted. As the decisions about the selection of the EHR are happening, include all employees in the changes that are anticipated. Waiting until implementation is too late. Once you have implemented an EHR, the assessment of the continued needs during the change process will be important. Where and in what ways will the discussion about change take place? It is important to review the culture of the organization during past changes. What kinds of communication and learning environments worked? Focus on positive activities to discuss the implementation of the EHR during the process. For example, develop a newsletter. Inform employees of where and how the process is going. Discuss the importance of a learning organization. Discuss expectations for positive attitudes. Discuss emotional and real issues related to change. Why is it necessary to develop a change management program? Employees will evaluate the new change to how change has occurred in the past. Employees play a key part in the success or failure of a system. Listen to their concerns, confront their fears, engage their collaboration with the process, and reward their efforts. Respect is necessary to develop change. Engaging users in the process of change shows respect, and respect is necessary for a change to be positive. One author has suggested a baseline level of respect between project players can hasten the comfort level of multidiscipline, multi-business unit project teams who have seldom worked side by side. Individuals need to feel respect, regardless of what role they play in the organization or in an automation project. Abdulhak. The migration project team needs to keep in focus that this is a time to level the playing field. If there is respect shown at the table, it will spill over into the organization. How will the change become operational? We all get used to patterns of completing a task. When change occurs, the patterns to complete the task change. It is essential to understand how a facility operates prior to making changes. If there are inefficient operations occurring in a paper environment, you want to improve the process when making the change. Users will want to know how the patterns of their work will change. An independent person or team should evaluate the current workflow and provide feedback to the user on how it might change. The person or team should be trained in workflow analysis. If you are assessing a clinical nursing station, having a trained nurse of a health unit or a health unit coordinator to be a part of the team would help with the process. If they are respected within the facility, it eases the process. How and when will workflow analysis be conducted? It is important to conduct the workflow analysis as soon as you know the implementation will occur. This means months in advance. This provides ample opportunity to understand and prepare for changes in a work area. You may need to order new equipment, provide cable connections, plan for unusual situations in specialized work areas. Involve the users in the workflow analysis. Engage the users during the process, asking step-by-step questions about workflow. That may mean following them around, taking notes, and drawing the workstation area to fully comprehend the process. Follow through by showing users a workflow analysis report. The users should validate what has been analyzed and clarify any mistakes on the part of the review team. Then the report is adjusted accordingly. Once the workflow analysis is complete and accurate, it is used for planning of the changes in the workstation, setting up new equipment, and developing the training for implementation. Leaders are responsible for managing human resources. As the organization changes, leadership at all levels continues to be responsible for its human resources. The mission, vision, values of a healthcare organization overall continues to focus on protecting patient confidentiality, protecting the integrity of the patient data, and improving the quality of patient care. Leaders in the organization, be they in the C-suite, management, supervisors, super users, are responsible for continuing to create the cultural framework for the organization. Expectations of human resources for implementation. If we remember that the users or human resources are a part of the implementation and not just the receivers of a new system, there will be more collaboration. If leaders are positive, there is a better chance that the users will be as well. The perception of users that they are a part of the process is paramount to success. Bridging misunderstandings creates the likelihood of a better outcome. Talk the same language, vocabulary. Just a few words on language. When change is occurring, we need to make sure that we are all talking the same language. Specialty areas may have jargon that is different from one another. Clarify the buzzwords. When IT or vendors use technical terms, ask for clarification as well. Develop tools for explaining technical language. Vocabulary continued. Set ground rules that there are no stupid questions. Encourage asking for interpretation of unknown words. Be sensitive to level of knowledge in each other's areas. Develop a system to restate what you understand. I would like to restate the technical information in my own terms to make sure I understand what you said. The more we understand each other, the better chance for success in the implementation process. This ends part 2 of Unit 1.